This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Ellen Zimmerman. Ellen is Director of Industry Relations, U.S. Grains Council. Great to see you again.
So happy to see you.
Okay. Again, there's some who don't know what the U.S. Grains Council does, or maybe they know that, well, I think it's corn and sorghum, but that's not it, is it?
It's a whole lot more. We are corn, sorghum, barley, ethanol, and DDGs, and we work on market development and market access for those products all around the world.
So it's about building relationships. Good relationships lead to good buyers?
Yes, that's the hope. So we are set up as a cooperator of USDA, and we have folks working on behalf of our farmers and agribusinesses all around the world. So we have a full-time presence in 29 different countries and programs in more than 60. And so what those people are doing is working on building those relationships, just like you mentioned. And so through that, we're able to build demand, work on good trade policy, and kind of be the go-to source for our customers around the world.
Now, obviously, when you have the chance to go and build that relationship abroad, that's great. Do you have opportunities where you can get buyers back into the U.S. to see what happens here and let them meet with farmers one-on-one?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of opportunities to do that. One is our flagship program called the Export Exchange. We do that in partnership with Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association, and that's taking place this October, the 7th through the 9th in Fort Worth, Texas. And so we're really excited. This is a program that happens every other year. We're bringing those customers to the U.S. for the conference, and then we'll also do trade teams. So they'll be here for the conference. We have a trade show, but also they'll get an opportunity to go out to the Midwest to see those farmers, see those ethanol plants, get to meet our agribusiness members kind of in their home state, wherever that may be.
Not the first time to hold Export Exchange. I don't think you do it every year, but it's been pretty successful, hasn't it?
Yes. So we do it every other year. The first one, I believe, was in like 2012. So it's a biannual program. And in 2022, we were in Minneapolis. We did $225 million worth of sales, $128 million under negotiation at the end of that program. So we're hoping to beat those numbers this year in Fort Worth.
Okay, Ellen, what do we need to know about that? Is that something where it's, if a farmer can carve out a day or two to get in, is that worth coming to? And how do we learn more?
Yeah, so we do it in October because we really want the opportunity for those trade teams to get to see harvest. And so it's not a great time for farmers to come, we know that, but it is a great time for our buyers to get to see them in action when we bring the trade teams to the countryside. If folks want to check it out, we'll be launching registration soon in the coming weeks. And agribusiness members or non-members, we'd love for you to be a member if you'd like to learn more. We'll be able to check out our booth space in just the coming days. We're going to launch that really, really soon. So you can get a hold of me, and my email's on the website, or exportexchange.org. We'll have more information, too.
Exportexchange.org. So good to see you. Thanks for your time, and good luck.
Thanks. Great to see you, too.
Ellen Zimmerman is Director of Industry Relations with the U.S. Grains Council. From Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.